Podcasting from baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri, home to float trips, gooey butter cake, and the Gateway Arch. This is the Navigate the Rapids podcast, where you find out how to effectively run and market your business. And now, here's your host, Will Hanke.
Hey, everyone. Will Hanke here. Thanks for joining us today on Navigate the Rapids. Pretty excited about today's show. It's all about podcasting and publishing. I think you're really going to enjoy everything that we have for you today. My guest today is Steve Stewart. He's a husband, father, believer, and financial wellness expert from St. Louis. He has a passion for teaching people how to get out of debt, which is always good. His small business can be found online at moneyplansos.com, and he also hosts a podcast by the same name, the Money Plan SOS Podcast, which helps everyday Americans pay attention, not interest. That's pretty cool. I like that. In fact, his podcast has been nominated for 2 Plutus Awards. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And he won the Best Debt Blog in 2014. That's awesome. Steve's also very passionate about helping others with their podcasts. He founded the St. Louis Podcast Meetup Group in order to help local St. Louisans help create podcasts of their own to grow their business. So we're going to talk some about that today too. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Will. This is going to be a blast today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So before we get into what is podcasting and all that, why don't you tell me a little bit about your particular podcast, what it's about, what the topic is, things like that.
Sure. It's called the Money Plan SOS Podcast. Money Plan is basically a play on the word budget, spending plan, whatever you want to call it, which I think everybody needs because, you know, everybody's finances is based on 2 things, income and a budget. And if you don't use the budget, then you have no idea what you're spending. The podcast and the whole website at moneyplansos.com really is to encourage people to pay attention to what they're doing. You might have some great spending habits. You might have some poor ones. But if you don't recognize which one is which, you're never going to get anywhere in life. So I've been doing this for, 7 or 8 years, I believe it is, one-on-one coaching, doing obviously the show, which we're going to talk about what a podcast is, things like that. That is what Money Plan SOS really is in a nutshell for you.
Okay. Well, it sounds awesome. I've actually listened to many of your broadcasts.
Oh, thanks.
Which is always terrific, and I always learn something. I'm not a huge finance-type person, and I don't know a lot about it, so it's very educational. I really enjoy it.
Cool.
So tell us about the Plutus Award that you won.
Well, the Plutus Awards, yeah, the Plutus Awards is a awards, I don't know if you can't really call it a show, it's not really a show, even though they get together once a year, it's been going on for, I believe, 5 years, to recognize excellence in the personal finance industry. You know, so you've heard about the Emmy Awards and, you know, all the movie awards, the music awards. Well, there's actually a group of financial bloggers and, you know, now podcasters, video bloggers, things like that, that get together, and the Plutus Awards recognizes them. And last year and this year, my podcast and my blog were both nominated for a Plutus Award in their respective categories.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So there was another award that I had mentioned earlier, the Best Debt Blog. Was that the same thing, or was that something different?
Yeah, I mentioned that I was nominated the past 2 years for Best Debt Blog. That's the written part of it. And then also for Best Personal Finance Podcast. Well, I actually did win Best Debt Blog, which was completely blows my mind because, as maybe we'll talk about in a little bit or not, my blog basically are show notes for the podcast. And so if I win the Best Debt Blog, it's all based on the podcast. It's kind of interesting to me, but I love it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you put the show notes at the end, any valid links that, you know, that were talked about throughout the thing.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Resources, pictures, links to funny cat videos. No, I'm kidding. Things like that.
Very good. So, okay, let's back up then a couple steps and start off by talking about what in the world is a podcast.
Most people would think of a podcast as an internet radio show. It's something that, as a podcaster, we really we record something, we put it out there for people to listen to, or there's video blogs as well, which is going to just grow and grow and grow. It allows people to be able to listen to it at their leisure. Most people have this misconception, and we may talk about this a little bit too, that you've got to have an iPod or an iPhone to listen to podcasts, and that's not true. It's especially not true anymore. So a podcast really is a way for somebody to get their message out. It's a way for people who want to consume content on their own time, kind of like a DVR. You set up to record something, it records, you can skip through it, You could fast forward it. You could, you know, not listen to it at all. So it's really recorded media that anybody can consume, and the majority of the time it's free.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I have another question for you, and you kind of touched on this a little bit. What are the different ways that people do consume them? Because for years I thought, well, I don't have an iPod, so I'll never do that. But I know you can listen to them in your car. I know that there's other ways to consume them. What are some of those most popular ways?
Yeah. For the most part, you're going to need some kind of a computer or a device with electronics in it.
Okay.
But think about it. Radios had, you know, electronics in them, and that just seems universal. I mean, nobody goes out and buys a radio anymore. They get one with whatever it is that they buy. You know, it's just an add-on to this thing that they got. So you obviously iPods and iPhones and the iPads and things like that. But nowadays, there's apps that can run on almost any smartphone, where as long as they have some kind of a podcatching client, which means, for instance, I had to submit to my to iTunes that I had a show, and I had to submit to Stitcher Radio that I had a show. These are two companies that offer an app that allows people to either download or even stream, you know, a show on their phone. So it's like getting radio on your phone. You mentioned the cars. Cars, it's becoming more and more prevalent these days. For the most part, you could use a smartphone and just Bluetooth it to your stereo in some of the newer stereos that are out there. But now we've got things coming out like CarPlay? I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's going to be built into the car stereo. And
oh,
it's just
nice.
automatically get your podcast for you. So it's almost like opening up the world to not just radio and not just, you know, some people have the hard drives in their computer dash and they actually just load their music up. Now they're going to be able to get podcasts through there as well.
So a podcast could be about anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be about finance or internet marketing. I mean, there's podcasts for anything, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of knitting podcasts, honestly. Really, it's amazing.
Well, that's interesting.
And there's no barrier to entry, really. I mean, there's a little bit of a cost. There's a big time cost to it. But honestly, if you know what you're doing, once you get it launched, you're just really just offering advice or your thoughts about something. In St. Louis specifically, I know of a couple of shows where these two guys get on, they talk for at least an hour about different tech things, and then there's another guy who gets on, and he just records a conversation with his buddy, and it's a comedy show.
Okay.
It's completely different, yet I could get both of them right here at any time, anywhere that I want.
Yeah, I know somebody who started one a while back about the Cardinals, and so once a week he just gets on and talks about the Cardinals. And I've also listened to some celebrities, which I'm surprised to find on the list. For instance, Alton Brown, who's on the Food Network. He's got some great broadcasts, and it really gives you a different side of Alton. He's still quirky, but he's definitely different than how he is on TV.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting. So what are some of the, you mentioned earlier about the misconceptions. What are some misconceptions about podcasts?
Well, the big one is that you have to have an iPod to consume one. Like we've already said, you don't. Now, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, there's a few misconceptions there as well. I'm just going to go off of memory here. One is that you're going to make money.
Yeah, okay.
Podcasting isn't necessarily to make money, though we will talk about ways to use a podcast to make money. But I belong to a group. Many, many, many people in this group are, and not the St. Louis group, this is a different group online, completely different, separate, and they think that just by interviewing a bunch of people that they're going to get revenue from sponsors and all this stuff. You can do that, but I think it's a misconception because most people, you know, first of all, you got to have the technological knowledge to set up a podcast. Then you've got to be able to record and upload. And if you're doing this all yourself, unless you want to farm it out to somebody. So if you've got those skills, it's great. Now, are you a good interviewer? That remains to be seen. Maybe you're really good at that, but you're not good at the tech stuff. And then if you're really good at interviewing, are you good at promoting? Well, maybe you're not. And then, you know, can you get the sponsors? Are you a good salesman? I'm a horrible salesman. So, you know, I've got a couple skills over here that work for me, but I'm really horrible at this. So it's not like you launch something and they will come. You know, it's the whole field of the dreams thing. It does not work in podcasting. So that's a big misconception there. Can you make money with a podcast? Yes, just not directly in most cases, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. So So the thing that I'm getting out of that is it more of a team effort, or is it something that one person can do?
Well, I have been. I've been doing it since, actually, I'm almost on my fourth anniversary here. It was November 23rd, 2010, when I launched the Money Plan SOS podcast, and I've been doing it all myself. So okay. You can do it. I guess we could add this to the list of misconceptions is, you know, that it's easy. It's not. You know, it's a lot of work, especially if you're doing it by yourself. But yeah. It's such a neat medium. You know, it's different than it. Let's look at it this way. A podcast is not like a blog post. It's not like a Facebook post. It's not like a radio show. It's not like YouTube. It's completely different. How long does it take you, Will, to read a tweet? How long?
Oh, yeah. 10 seconds, if that.
10 seconds, okay. How long does it take you to write a blog post that's, you know, maybe a page and a half, 2 pages long? What do you think?
I'd say 2 hours.
Maybe. Takes you 2 hours to read a page and a half blog post?
Read one? No, I thought you said to write one.
No, read one. I'm sorry.
To read one, yeah, a couple minutes.
A couple of minutes, right? And you're probably doing what we all do, which is just skip through the bullet points, look for the highlights, things like that, look at the pretty pictures. Now, right. A YouTube video, you know really well that probably more YouTube videos are successful if they're under 5 minutes, right?
That's right, yep. The 3 to 4 minute
an hour
range
long
is,
or more,
the peak.
Yeah, an hour long or more video takes a lot of time for someone to consume because in YouTube, you're dedicated to sitting in front of your screen, whether that's on your phone, your iPad, your tablet, your computer, whatever. With a podcast, especially now, again, going back with the phones, you can consume that while you're doing other things, and you can consume that for a longer period of time than reading a tweet, than reading a Facebook post, than reading, or than watching a YouTube video. And again, the most popular YouTube videos are short. So with a podcast, you've got a longer form medium that keeps people's attention, even if they're doing something else. If you're driving, so many people listen to podcasts while they're driving because it's like listening to radio. It consumes your time. It makes you think. And I would go to say, you can put me on record as saying that listening to a podcast will educate you more than listening to, you know, the morning zoo show on the radio. You know, I don't want to say there's anything wrong with radio, but I'm learning more if I'm listening to a specific show about a specific topic. I mean, you can really niche down into a specific genre of the podcast where you wouldn't be able to drive down the street and find that store that talks only about knitting all, you know, 24 hours a day.
Right.
So the medium of podcasting is completely different, and it allows you to have that personal one-on-one interaction with someone. It's almost intimate. When you're listening to somebody, and if you listen to them, let's say they put out a show every week, you get to know that host over a period of time. And, you know, I've had people come up to me and they say, hey, I listen to your show, and we start talking, and it's as if they know who I am, though we've never met, never communicated on email, maybe something back and forth on Twitter, but it's like, hey, we're friends. Well, how does that happen? It's because they get to know me through this really crazy audio medium called podcasts.
Right. So a lot of people get to know you through that. Would it be safe for me to ask or to say that there's two kinds of podcasts, and maybe I'm wrong. There's the one person doing the show, and then there's the interview style. Or is there others?
No. Well, I could say there's multiple. You could have one person doing the diatribe. You could be doing the solo show. You could have an interview show, which is you're the host and they're the guest. You could have a co-host. I was talking about I wish I could remember the name. But they, you know, every week they get on together, and they are co-hosts, so you get that. You could have roundtables. I know of a couple of shows that, you know, every time they get on, it's, you know, using a Google Hangout like you're doing to record this with the video. You get 5, 6, 7 different people to talk about a specific topic. You could do it that way as well. So there's a number of different ways you can use a podcast. It doesn't have to be just me with a microphone, and it doesn't have to be me interviewing somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, my show's all about helping the small business owner, so let's talk money.
Yeah.
What are some ways that we can generate some revenue? I mean, I know that there's a decent amount of work that goes into even just putting the Navigate the Rapids together, mm-hmm. You know, coordinating everything. And I don't know that it's made me any money, and you know, I haven't really tried to track that. But I know that there are ways to generate revenue, so toss some of those out there for me.
Well, one way we've already talked about a little bit, and that's selling advertising on your show. Probably the biggest name that most people don't know about that makes money from advertising dollars on a show is a guy called John Lee Dumas.
Right.
And now I think it's Alex Bloomberg. He just launched a show called Startup. He's talking about his journey trying to sell his idea to venture capitalists, get the funding to launch his podcasting network. And he actually had MailChimp as a sponsor, and he asked them, you know, hey, maybe we shouldn't share this, but how much are you giving me to sponsor the show? And they told us, and I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I had to go back and rewind real quick and say it again. And it's because it's not the norm, but this guy on the Startup Podcast got $6,000 an episode to sponsor the show. Now, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nobody makes those numbers, but then there's this guy named John Lee Dumas. He puts out a podcast every single day of the week. It's 25 to 35 minutes long. He interviews entrepreneurs. He has the exact same questions, so it's almost the exact same format every single day. And, you know, people eat it up. How does he make money on that? He has a pre-roll and a mid-roll, and sometimes at the end he puts an advertisement for another thing. And he makes sure that the, you know, the advertisement is for something that the people who listen to that type of a show, this, you know, interviewing the entrepreneur, that this is a product that they might use. So advertising can make you money.
Sure.
Now, he's making a bunch of money because he does it 7 days a week. So you can imagine just, you know, if every episode was $500, for the average guy making, you know, one show a week, that's only $2,000. This guy's pulling in $30,000 to $40,000 a month.
Yeah,
just on the advertising.
That is his job. It's not like he's running a business and podcasting.
Yeah, he's absolutely made it a business. So that's one way. Now, another way is kind of what I did when I was first launching, and it's just grown in the past 4 years, of course. But that's really to promote my services, to let people know who I am before they ever get to know me. It's kind of like letting people know, hey, there's this guy in St. Louis, and he helps people get out of debt. You know, here's his show. You can listen to him for a couple minutes, and they can get to know who I am before they ever visit my website, before they ever try to give me a call or send me an email. So it might be to help promote your products and services. And okay. I think for small business, that's the biggest benefit. Now, there's one more way. I gotta tell you, what you asked me, I want to make sure I get the last one, and we'll go back to the small business one in a minute. But one more way to make money with your podcast is to promote affiliates.
Okay.
Affiliations to products and services that aren't yours but are somebody else's. That it's almost like advertising, but not necessarily. You know, it's just, hey, if you go and use this Amazon link, you know, I get a referral fee. I think most people would be familiar with that. Not in Illinois, Missouri, of course, because we're not included in that anymore. But darn it, I wish we were. But you could probably get an idea from that. So that's the majority of the ways that you can make money from a podcast.
Okay, and the way that you do that, I mean, you kind of make a commercial, I guess, or you could mention it during the podcast. I guess there's a couple different ways to handle actually promoting whether it's the affiliate or the advertiser.
Yeah, bring it up in conversation is the best way, but then you can always just stop and say, hey, here's a note from our sponsor, or hey, I'd like to take a moment just to promote this service or product that we use that we like, and it's, you know, and you give them a special link to use it, and you get an affiliate fee for that.
Yeah, okay. So small business owner decides to go out and do this, and they want to start doing it quite often. You know, I would assume a lot of people think, oh, man, I'm gonna hit this hard and start doing it all the time. I would assume there are some steps to getting started, and besides just the physical things you have to buy, like a microphone, things like that, which we can talk about too. What are some tips for getting started and, you know, putting up your first show?
Well, getting started, it involves getting everything set up. And you talked about the equipment. I mean, most people have a computer these days. That's taken care of. Most people can get free editing software put on their PC or their Mac. Audacity is a free program, which I've been using since we were burning vinyl to CDs. I mean, that's how long things been around. It's my editing program of choice just because I've been using it for so long and I know all the shortcuts and stuff like that. There's Audition. If you buy a Mac, it comes with a program called GarageBand. There's a number of different programs. So computer, editing software, and then, of course, if you want to get better sound, use a microphone. This one right here goes for about $60 on Amazon. It's called the ATR2100. It's the darling of podcasting because it's so inexpensive and it's durable. I throw this thing in a backpack and in my suitcase when I'm traveling, and it goes everywhere with me, and it works really well. And you said it sounds pretty good, so there's a testimony right there.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. Once you get past the whole equipment setup, which you can see, computer, editing software, which also records, and the microphone, the rest is the hard work.
Yeah.
You have to record your content, edit it, get it into a file that you can upload to a service or wherever you want to put it so people can get to it, and then you've got to, you know, release a blog post so you can point people to your show, promote it on social media, and things like that. So there really is a lot of stuff in that middle part there that you really have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you'll either miss it or you'll mess it up. And I don't want to go too deep into, you know, do I use Libsyn? Do I do Blueberry? Do I use SoundCloud? Let's not talk about that. Let's not get too weeds. But there's a lot of stuff in the middle that once you get that set up and you know how to use it, then it's a no-brainer after that. It's just the hard work of producing the content day after day or week after week or biweekly or however often you put your show out.
Okay. So assuming a small business owner has a computer, which I would assume they do.
Gosh, I hope so.
You're talking $100 to get started.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Yep. I mean, that's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of removes that as an excuse to not getting started, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, my hard costs per month to run my podcast is the hosting, which I believe if I average it out is maybe $10 a month. And it's, obviously this is already paid for. This is already paid for as long as they're working, I'm good. And then it's $20 a month for a media hosting service that I use to put the files so that I don't load my website up with all this data. And then when, you know, if my show suddenly gets popular, it takes down the service. I don't want to crash my server. So $20 a month and $10 for web hosting. That's pretty much my hard cost for keeping the podcast going.
Yeah. So by that you mean the audio file that is created when you're finished. There are services out there, kind of like YouTube. You can put a video up on YouTube and then share it with everybody. Same kind of thing. You know, and your video lives on YouTube. It doesn't cost you money every time somebody watches it. So you can do the same thing with the audio files.
Yeah. It's just there are services you'll have to pay for to get the file service.
Right. Yeah.
I there's free options out there, but to be honest, I wouldn't want to go with that because it's not expensive to do it right. How about that?
Fair enough. You get what you pay for, I guess, right?
Yeah. And if somebody wants to know, they can ask me. I'll walk them through it. We just don't need to go into the weeds with that discussion. It's worth paying a little bit of money for every month.
Yeah, okay. So you mentioned that you can help people. I know that you have another website called, you tell me, Yes something, right?
Yeah, it's a fun name. It's yesyoucanpodcast2.com.
Okay.
And it's really a hobby site, and I just created that because I was trying to encourage people. You know, I go to the Financial Blogger Conference. Yeah, there's a conference for that. And there's always these bloggers. They're writers, okay? And they find out, oh, you're Steve Stewart. You've got a podcast. I've been thinking about doing a podcast. And I'd be like, yes, why not? Here, let's get together. But for whatever reason, they just wouldn't pull the trigger. So I launched this website to encourage people not just to launch a podcast, but just get into rich media. Blogs, in my mind, I don't read too many blogs, so I guess I'm biased here just because I'd rather listen or watch something. I don't have time to read too much. Blogs are boring to me. I want rich media. I want a podcast. I want a video. And I especially don't want to visit a website where I don't know who the author is. You go to these websites, and they've got this dry logo. There's not a single picture of them on the website. Well, I just don't feel the trust with that person as I would if I could hear their voice, watch a simple introductory video that they put on their website. So Yes You Can Podcast 2 was pretty much built to give a couple tips and tricks about podcasting, but rich media in general as a whole.
Awesome. Okay, so where do you see podcasting in 5 years?
Oh, that's a hard question, isn't it? 5 years ago, I didn't know where it would be, and you know, I'm going on 4 years now. So Obviously, we're seeing it go into the cars. We're seeing it become a little more accessible to everybody. You know, iPhones didn't exist, what, eight, nine years ago, and now, you know, iPhones and smartphones with touchscreens are in everybody's hands.
Yeah.
So I would say in 5 years, there's going to be more video podcasts. There will obviously be more networks, podcasting networks, and that's where... okay, if you watch ABC, you're not just getting, or let's use NBC, I think, is one. You're not just getting How I Met Your Mother. You're not just getting one TV show. You're not just getting this and that and that. You know, you're getting a variety of shows. So if a network of podcasts come together, then you've got a variety of people who can also promote one single thing. You know, that helps with the advertising piece. You know, if you got five shows and each one gets 2,000 listeners each, well, you got 10,000 listeners in a network that you can go to an advertiser and promote, you know, your service to promote their stuff. So networking, I think, you know, not networking, excuse me, that's a different term. you know, podcast networks, I think, is going to be big coming up in the next, well, actually 2 years. But,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be everywhere. I think, you know, depending on technology and where it takes us, I think as soon as podcasts can get past the whole hurdle of you need to be on your computer to listen to it, or you need to be on your cell phone to listen to it or download it, once you get to where it's as easy as, you know, clicking a video on YouTube and watching it like that, I think podcasts is just going to explode.
All right. What's your favorite podcast? And I know we didn't talk about this ahead of time. Pulling it out on you.
My favorite podcast actually is, you would say it'd be a competitor of mine, but he's a good friend and his show is incredible. It's called it's called Stacking Benjamins.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Now, what this guy does, okay, the host's name is Joe, and he goes by the name Average Joe Money.
Okay.
And he has a co-host named OG, who's actually a practicing financial planner, so he can't give his name because there's compliance issues there with financial planners saying stuff without going through compliance. So, and they have this great chemistry, but it's not just these two guys, because they'll talk for a few minutes at the beginning, maybe, you know, make fun of a stupid article they've read online, but then they'll have a roundtable discussion with other people, 3-4 people. It's a great, you know, variety of topics. They'll have a special, you know, little blurb from another blogger just reading their blog post pretty much. They'll have a trivia question in the middle read by their neighbor, you know, Doug.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, and then he might have an interview. In fact, most of the time he does. So it's this really great variety show, and it's about an hour long, and it just keeps me going. It just cracks me up. So Stacking Benjamins, definitely worth a listen. The guys are just hilarious to listen to, and you might learn something as well.
Oh, well, that would always be nice.
Yep.
So what are some real quick couple tips of things that people shouldn't do, or really bad podcasts that you've listened to and the reasons that they were so bad?
A couple of things I can think of right off the top of my head. One is bad audio. Whether you're video or audio podcast, audio is the most important thing. Right now, I don't know if my video is coming through or not. It was kind of choppy earlier, but...
Oh, it looks great.
Oh, good, thanks. If I had a bad webcam, which I used to use just off my laptop here, see, I'm actually, you know, that's where the webcam would be located. It's really bad. So if I didn't have this webcam thing that we're looking through, the video would be fine, but the audio is the most important. So yeah. Bad audio is the first thing that'll kill at least my taste for a podcast. You know, that's where somebody's just talking to the microphone on their computer. Get a cheap microphone. Do things to try and dampen the sound around your room so you don't get the echoes on the walls. Pillows, blankets, you know, whatever that helps. And the second thing is not editing. I have a friend who, I was just listening to his show earlier today. We had talked about two nights ago. He was like, yeah, I haven't put a podcast out in 2 weeks. I should be getting one out here. I just don't know what to talk about. And we were talking for a moment. Well, he recorded one on the fly right after we were done about this article that he read. It was really good, but you could tell he wasn't ready to talk about it because he's like, let me find the link. You know, those are the killers. If you've got this delay and you don't just chop that stuff out and you're making me sit there listening to you say, hold on a minute, let me go find the link.
Right, okay.
you can feel me, right? I just
can't
explain it right. So those are the two things I'd say that I would definitely think good audio is a must. And when I say editing, it's not really all that complicated when you know what you're doing. Just make sure that the content is good for your audience and you're not boring them with, you know, dead space and chit-chat that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll even toss one out there, and maybe it's a little bit more geared towards video than it is audio, but you know, I use wireless here at the office for everything. However, when I do the Hangouts, I run a cable across the room from the router to the back of the computer, just so the wireless doesn't crap out on me halfway through the show. You know, those kind of things.
Yes,
it's worth the time of doing that and remembering to turn off the ringer on my phone too sometimes helps.
and if you're in a Hangout, use earbuds so you don't ever get any echo of it. That's recording an interview on Skype or Google Hangout or GoToMeeting. Use earbuds. That's all you need. That'll help keep any of the echo from coming back through. And you know, we've all seen that. Yeah, we've all seen that. You know, that webinar meeting video on YouTube, which is hilarious. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. You hear the dog barking in the background. Somebody jumps out, comes back in. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so tell me about your meetup that you do here in St. Louis and how people can get involved in that.
Yeah, meetup.com is this really cool website where anybody can join for free, and they can just find places and things that people meet up to do. So if you have a common interest, then you can join, and then, you know, here there's a singles group over here, or there's a, you know, board games group over there. Well, I decided to create a podcasting group just because I love the medium so much, and I thought, well, let's get St. Louis on the map for podcasting. Let's get some really good podcasts together, and, you know, and then I get to talk to somebody other than my wife about podcasting, who really just dials me out.
Yeah.
So if you go to meetup.com and sign up for a free account, then you can search for podcasting. I've got the St. Louis Podcast Meetup group there. Thanks to Will, we've grown probably from, I think it was about a dozen members to 50 in about a week. That was amazing, dude.
Oh, you know, nice.
You got some power. And, you know, a lot of those people are newbies, and they're just testing the waters and thinking, oh, do I want to start a podcast? And most of them are small business owners. They're trying to find ways to promote their business or, you know, and so podcasting is just this really great way to do that. So, yeah, I try to get a meetup there once every month or more. Sometimes special events come up and we'll schedule that as well. But I teamed up with, just about a year ago now, in fact, I teamed up with a guy, his name is Mike Wilkerson, from the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. And I didn't know this. I mean, I had the meetup group probably 5-6 months old. This guy joins up. He's like, yeah, come to my place. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
His place is a studio. He has an entire recording studio with editing bay, with 2 to 3 employees editing the shows that they put together. It's a complete business, and so a lot of the time we'll meet up there. It's in St. Charles, right off of 5th Street, not too far off of there. So podcasting is alive and well in St. Louis. I just didn't even know it.
So, yeah. That's awesome. So at the meetups, you have different topics each time. I would assume that each meetup has a specific agenda to it.
Yeah, I'll introduce some, maybe a topic for the night, but then we'll always go to Q&A. We had a meetup just a couple months ago with this one lady who was thinking about creating a podcast. We're like, what's keeping you from going? I don't know what to do. Okay, let's jump into the recording studio. Let's hit record. I'll interview you for your first episode, and there we did it. We sat down, and I didn't know anything about her subject. Her subject was about feng shui and things like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know anything about feng shui, but she knew everything. She's talking about trunk towers and rounded corners. I'm like, and you know, glass tables make people move out of their seats faster than the ones you can't see your feet. I mean, that's just bizarre.
Oh, wow.
So we just talked like for 15 minutes. She was able to walk out with it on a flash drive, and if she wanted to start launching her show, she's already got the first one recorded. Brilliant.
That's pretty awesome. That's great. So obviously it's not limited to people in St. Louis. However, you're going to be driving pretty far if you're not in the area.
Right. Well, there's meetups I know in like Cleveland and Kansas City. There's a big group there. LA and Dallas is huge. So just go to meetup.com wherever you are. If you're watching this, go to meetup.com, sign up for an account, search for podcasts or podcasting, see what you can find.
Awesome. And this portion of the show was not brought to you by Meetup.
But
it should have been, yeah.
Well, we
see,
love
I
it.
Really, yeah. Oh, you know what? Meetup's been great for my business too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, man, I really appreciate you taking time to jump on the show with us today. I think the podcasting thing's pretty new to me. I've been doing a couple shows. This is episode 8, by the way. Doing that, putting them out there, and starting to see people downloading that, and it's kind of exciting, you know, just to realize that I'm reaching people that maybe I would have never reached through my SEO and through my Facebook page, and you know, there's this other audience I didn't really realize existed out there.
And they couldn't find you because they weren't looking for blog posts. They were on the podcast app, and they were doing a search, and they came up and found you, didn't they? I mean, it's just a completely different thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking time out today. This has been great. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do so?
Well, if they just want to learn more about me, myself, and I, well, I shouldn't say this right now. I'm about to rebrand and launch a new website, which is stevestewart.me, but that's not going to be launched for a little while. Right now, they can simply go to moneyplansos.com, and you'll be able to find out more about me there. Or if you want to just learn a little bit more about podcasting, go to yesyoucanpodcast2.com.
Awesome. And on your Money Plan SOS, there's a link there for people to go to download some of your podcasts?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They can listen to it right there on the website. They can go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, all kinds of places. Yep.
Lots of ways to find you, which is always good.
Yes. Yeah.
My wife always gives me trouble that there's no place I'm not online, it seems like.
There you go. You're getting the trifecta, the blog post, the videos on YouTube, and now a podcast. You're just everywhere, bro.
Yeah, apparently so.
I'm so happy that you launched a podcast. It was just, and it didn't take you long. I think you contacted me, and like a week later, you're like, okay, I'm telling iTunes. What? Well,
oh, yeah.
You did that? Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, one of your best tips to me was to get 3 or 4 episodes up there before you start telling anyone. I think that's a great tip because, that way somebody doesn't come and see just one and wonder if you're ever going to be back or not.
Yeah, they just, if you go read a blog post, it's one, it's like, okay. But when you read 3, they become more trusted. So that's a launch strategy. We didn't get into that at all, but if anybody wants to learn, they can, come see me. I'll tell you more about it.
Great. Well, I appreciate it again, and hope you have a terrific rest of your day. And my name is Will Hanke. Today, my host or my guest is Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS. And we hope you guys enjoyed the show, and hopefully we can help you navigate the rapids. Take care.